back in 2012, Jacob and I worked together at Parks at the radio station there. Now, Jacob was a big lad at the time, and I was amazed to watch his story across social media over the last couple of years as he has had a major transformation. And given I've been talking about the fact that in 2021, it's quite possible for all of us to get a little bit fitter, I thought I'd have a word to him because Jacob is quite the inspiration, and he joins me this morning. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, Andrew, and thank you very much for that.
Mate, just quickly, about a couple of years ago, what do you reckon you were tipping the scales at?
It's hard to say. My scales maxed out at 180 kilos, and I sort of started with the scales telling me error, and eventually I jumped on one day and they read 179.9, so I've always sort of said I was 180 kilos.
There you go. And at this moment, what do you weigh?
At the moment, 93.
93, that's incredible. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, you must have done it with surgery or something like that. How did you manage to get yourself to lose, effectively, another human being?
Well, it just came down to diet and exercise at the end. I always was looking for a quick fix, and I spent years trialling shakes and all sorts of weird and wonderful diets, and eventually I just settled on calorie deficit. I focused on my protein intake, lots of leafy greens, things that made me feel full, and then I just added exercise into my diet. I do things like treadmill or bike riding, and then eventually I found a fitness group in town and just joined them. We did some weights exercises, some runs, and it was hard work. I mean, first day I went with them, I could barely do a lap of a cricket oval.
Yeah.
And I'd always be lapped by them on the second and third laps as I walked the rest of it, but you know, as we got, you know, 6 months in, even, you know, 4 months in, I was able to keep up with them, and it was good. It drove me.
Mate, I've got to say, I've admired all the photos that I saw of you and the amount of work that you're putting in. You talk about a quick fix. There really is no quick fix to proper diet and exercise. You've got to put the work in to be able to get rid of it.
It's so true. And people often say to me, you know, it took you 2 years. That's so long. And I think, well, no, because I didn't get that size overnight. I didn't wake up one day and I was magically 180 kilos. It was a slow progression to put that much weight on, and it takes just as long to get it off.
And how do you feel now getting about wearing clothes that are probably three sizes smaller than what you used to wear?
Well, actually, it feels pretty good. I actually used to have to shop in the Target Bins Big Men section only, where they could go up to about an 8XL. Sometimes I'd find some things in other stores, but I capped out at about an 8XL in my work shirts, and these days I walk into a shop and I buy a medium, sometimes a large.
That's an incredible change. I mean, it is nice when you can say that you're just a large, but to get yourself down to medium, that's an amazing difference.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. Much more range these days.
Jacob, any number of listeners are probably saying, I don't know if I could do it. You know, it's fair enough, he's a young man. Do you reckon anybody's capable of making the same sort of transformation that you've made?
It is, and anybody can. I'm part of quite a few groups online now where I talk to people about, you know, how I lost my weight. And I see people who get on there and, you know, they're fathers of four. They're in their late 40s or early 50s. I've even seen one post from a gentleman who was in his late 60s and decided to turn his life around, and they've lost anywhere of, you know, 20 to 50 kilos themselves. And, you know, people say it gets harder as you get older, and it does. I mean, motivation's hard to find at any stage, and obviously you're sore and you can't do as much, but, you know, I always say to people, just do something. You know, even if I didn't feel like running with the fitness group, I might not have gone, but I would still go for a walk. You know, you can do something. If you can't run 5 kilometres, walk it. You burn just as many calories walking it in an hour and 10 minutes as you would running it in half an hour. It just comes down to time and just doing something, just moving.
Well, I started by saying it, and I will finish by saying it again. Jacob, you're an absolute inspiration to anybody who really wants to make a huge change in their life. Thank you very much for sharing your story, and it's always good to catch up. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much for having me.